Well, we've arrived at Benny's sad final chapter. He'd had a bad cough and was coughing up blood, and I'm guessing he put off seeing a doctor because of the expense or the potential bad news until he was very ill with tuberculosis. And in fact, he was so weak at the Don Club that he had to play his trumpet sitting down. And after less than a month, maybe it was only 3 weeks there, he just couldn't blow anymore.
Well, the last night that I had a chance to play with Benny was in the middle of 1942, and he was having very much of a problem, hemorrhaging occasionally, and everybody was very concerned about his playing a trumpet, you know, and all the pressure on his lungs.
And there are even some descriptions by Helm and Barden about what he would do to get through a session.
Right, the drinking a pitcher of gin with cracked ice.
But he was determined to play one more night. Called for a big pitcher full of cracked ice and poured a fifth of gin in it and put it on the bandstand and said, I'm going to finish up the job. He did have a slight hemorrhage, but he was able to overcome it and finish the job out, and arranged for him to be hospitalized on the train and go back to Fayetteville, Arkansas. The last time I saw him or played with him, and that was 1942.
Leaving San Francisco by train, Benny Strickler was so sick, he was accompanied by a nurse and doctor. He was only 25 years old.
And he went into a sanitarium. He lived four more years. He kept trying to play. He had a mouthpiece and a horn. And he wrote letters to Turk and Burt Bales and others and said, I'm still practicing. When I get out of here, I want to come back out and play with you guys. And that was his plan. He was just too sick to make it work.
So Yerba Buena in 1942 is the last we know for sure of Strickler leading a band. He always wanted to play again, and there are rumors he sat in with Bob Wills at one point, but he was never well enough to really perform again. Benny died in late 1946, just short of his 30th birthday. The facts confirm that the story behind the legend is true. Benny Strickler, in a short time, authored his own personal sound rooted in early jazz and mastered several musical styles. He had a special genius for lifting and knitting together any jazz ensemble he joined. Benny was achieving his musical goals, and his professional career was beginning to blossom and produce recordings when tuberculosis killed him at a young age. So this young hero of the trumpet so committed himself to music that his horn spoke with a directness and authority that was equal to any classic jazz horn leader. And I do believe that Benny Strickler was one of the jazz greats of the 1930s and 40s. You can investigate the Strickler story further at the Jazz Rhythm website, where you'll find photos and links, extended audio clips, and Hal Smith's fine series of articles and scrapbooks memorializing Benny at Jazz Hot Big Step. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. And in a future program, we'll get a close-up portrait of Benny from a former friend and bandmate in the Bob Wills Texas Playboys and search for traces of his lasting impact. My deep thanks to the late Bob Helm and Bill Barden for their fond memories of Benny. Thanks to Hal Smith for sharing his clear understanding of Strickler, the fruits of his research, and his dedication to preserving the memory of this remarkable musician. Thanks also for technical support from Leon Oakley, Chris Tile, Dan Radlauer, and radio station KALW. I'll leave the final word to the New Orleans Rover Boys, Chris Tile, Hal Smith and Company, playing the Dippermouth Blues, and of Benny's companions in music, Danny Alguire, Bill Barden, and Bob Helm. That's the Benny Strickler story on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
Love. If like he'd have been in Waters' band instead of Scobie, I think that has been exactly what he's looking for. In fact, if he hadn't got sick, I think he'd just stayed in San Francisco. That was his first love.
I was very lucky to have been there and to have heard that.
It's an exceptional session all the way around, not the least of which is because of the participation of you two. I think you played some spectacular things, both of you did.
Well, I think they featured Benny at his best, even though he was not in good health. Kurtz, I don't think you can hear as much Benny on any of the previous recordings as you can at those. So I'm really happy that they got issued because of that. Benny's was a unique sound, and I would say, well, captivating.
Yes.
When he blew a note, you're captured.